Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced Pursuit Podcast. I'm Chelsea, and I'm here to help you navigate money and life with real, relatable advice. Today, we're kicking things off with a reflective episode to wrap up 2024 and set the stage for your best financial year yet. 2024 for me was a full year of change, surprises, and hardships, but also many wins. And I know that many of you can relate to this. Whether it's a small victory like sticking to a budget or something like crushing debt, we're celebrating all of it today and learning from what didn't go as planned. First, let's chat about wins. Something important to remember is that wins don't have to be huge. It can be the small steps that you took. It's about the consistency and good habits that you created. A win can be something like automating your savings, saying no to things you can't afford, picking up a financial book to learning more, or making a small dent into your debt. On the other hand, there are also those big moments like reaching a saving milestone or investing for the first time. All of these count as wins. For some of you, maybe your win was setting up your first budget, either using my own template or creating your own, but you're really sticking to it. By budgeting and tracking your spending, you're now in tune with your money more than you ever thought was possible. I remember the first time I started to budget, and I swear it was just like a huge weight had been lifted off my shoulders. For me, my budgeting journey really started. I was 24, 25 years old, and it was right when I met my now fiance, Andrew. I used to be terrible with my money. I spent every single penny that came in. I had student loan debt, I had credit card debt, all the good stuff. And I just had such a hard time looking past the now. I was like, why do I even bother saving more money instead of saving it? It just didn't quite click with me. But then when I met him and I started to think about our future and he taught me about money, my obsession just kind of started. And I was like, so just enamored by the idea of that I can have financial autonomy in my life, and the rest is history. Another awesome win that you might be celebrating is that you started automating your savings and you quickly noticed that you didn't even miss that money throughout the month. This is something that I talk about a lot on my social media, is automating your savings. It is like the key piece when you need to start saving and getting into that habit. Now, things have changed a little bit for me because my income varies so much each month being self-employed. I've now gone the manual route in terms of saving and investing because I really change it depending on how much money I make. But automating your savings is huge, and I would highly recommend this for anyone. Restaurants and takeout is what a lot of people tend to spend a lot of money on. And perhaps you decided to pack your lunch instead of eating out every single day when you went into the office. At the time, the $15 a day didn't seem like much, but then you realize that it totaled to over $3,000 in 1 year. That's a crazy huge win. For me, I have a handful of wins I'm proud of. One of them is the fact that I was able to leave my 9-to-5 job in February, and I've more than doubled my income from last year. It's honestly so crazy to think about. I was a marketing manager making about $73,000 a year. And this year, I'm projected to make, I'm going to make over $200,000. That number kind of makes me uncomfortable, I'm not going to lie. This is an amount that I just never thought would ever be possible for me to make. Many people don't know this, but I don't have a degree. I worked my way up in the marketing world by first interning, then getting entry-level positions and job hopping. And I also was serving. I had a candle business at one point. I just had many different ways to make money. So I was able to live in a very expensive city like Vancouver. But yeah, that's a little secret that I don't know if I've ever talked about that. I learned by doing, asked lots of questions, and also just researched and learned on my own time. This was definitely key for me while I was wanting to advance in my career. Leaving my previous role was a huge milestone because I thought that was going to be my dream job. Like, I made the decision, like when I got hired for that role, I was like, wow, I'm seeing this world of like corporate, and I was super excited. And I would eventually get to that spot where I was a director at some point. I quickly realized that was not what I wanted. And I just want to create a life that aligns with not just my passions, but my values. So far, the money has been great, but what's even more rewarding is the fact that I get to help and inspire people every single day to better their personal finances and lives. I feel like I'm on this wild journey of where I have a true purpose in life, and I feel so lucky. On an even more personal note, with my success, my fiance Andrew was able to leave a job that was really bad for his mental health, and he's been able to chase after his dream of working in film. That's a win for the two of us, and working as a team is what is going to take to make our dream life come true. This year, I also made a conscious effort not to inflate my lifestyle. It's so tempting to spend more when you earn more, which I'm not gonna lie, I have done a bit, but I realized that when I got my dream designer handbag, it didn't make me any happier. Instead, I wanna continue focused on saving and investing. I increased my savings rate to almost 40% this year, which wasn't easy when temptation is everywhere that you look, but it's given me so much peace of mind and freedom for my future. I really feel like I'm now on track. I want to really emphasize how powerful that can be. Having financial autonomy is something that I want for everyone, and I hope that with my journey, it will inspire you to work towards that as well. Now, it's your turn. What are you proud of this year? Maybe it's something as small as saying no to unnecessary expenses or beginning to track your spending. Did you perhaps reach a big goal like paying off credit card debt or saving for a trip? Whatever it is, write it down. Don't skip this step, because acknowledging your wins is how you're going to recognize your progress. Ask yourself how it makes you feel. Seriously, this makes your wins come to life. Trust me. If you're still not completely sure where to start, ask yourself, what habits did I create this year? How did I handle unexpected expenses? Did I make progress towards any of my financial goals? Even if it doesn't feel like much, remember, small steps are still steps forward. No matter the size of your wins, what's important is that you're building momentum. They remind us that we're capable of change. Every time you acknowledge your progress and really reflect on them, you're reinforcing good habits and setting yourself up for bigger wins in the future. Also, remember that wins don't have to be just about numbers. They can also be about how you feel. Did you feel less stressed about money this year? Did you have more confidence about money? Were you more open to talk about money with your closest friends? These emotional wins are just as important, because they show that your mindset is shifting. So take a moment to celebrate your progress. Whether you write it down in a journal, a note on your iPhone, on the computer, or sharing it with a friend, or hey, even message me on social, give yourself credit, you've earned it. I know wins look different for everyone. What felt like a win for me this year might not resonate with you, and that's okay. The point is for you to figure out what matters to you, and you build on that. Here's a quick exercise. Grab a pen and paper, or just use your notes on your phone, whatever works, and write down the first three financial goals from this year that come to mind. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Next to each one, write down one habit or action that helped you achieve this. This is going to be your starting point for 2025, your proof that progress is possible. So keep celebrating your wins, keep learning from them, and let them fuel your future goals ahead. Now, of course, wins are only part of the story. These are highlights and moments that we're proud of, but life isn't just about what went right. Let's shift gears and talk about the lessons, what didn't work and what didn't feel good, and how we can turn those challenges into future opportunities for growth. Was there a financial decision that didn't go as planned, a habit that didn't stick, or even unexpected expenses that threw you completely off track? These moments feel incredibly frustrating, but they're also where the most growth can happen. I don't look at lessons as failures. They're simply feedback. It's an opportunity to step back, reflect, reassess, and figure out how to move forward differently. When we take the time to reflect on what didn't work, we give ourselves the opportunity to change and adjust. Now think back to a moment this year when something didn't go as planned. Perhaps you overspent on a vacation you went on, forgot to budget for vet visits throughout the year for your pet, or you struggled to save. Maybe you tried to stick to a budget that was too strict and it was much too hard to follow. So you gave up and you just stopped altogether. Think about what you've learned from your own lessons. Could you have planned better? Do you need to set more realistic and achievable goals? Or perhaps you need to give yourself some more grace. Something that I really struggled with this year, which admittedly is something I've always struggled with, and that is anxiety around money. It's funny because I feel like now I'm in a place where I'm doing a lot of things right, but the truth is that feeling hasn't quite gone away. I overthink a lot, and I know my fiance will be nodding his head when he's editing this podcast when I say this. I'm scared that I'm making the wrong decisions. I'm still terrified that I left my 9-to-5 job. I'm scared that one day the income that I'm making will completely stop and go away. Don't get me wrong, I feel so damn lucky to be where I'm at, but being an entrepreneur is hard. It's emotionally draining because it's really hard to turn off. I'm constantly thinking about my to-do list, checking in on sales, social media growth, and projected revenue. I mean, the list really just keeps going. So for me, if you couldn't tell, this is an emotional lesson. I know that this is something I need to work on next year because it needs to get better. I share this with you because I want you to know that I also struggle. Financial growth isn't about being perfect. It's about being aware and making adjustments as you go. You have to focus on the habits that you create to address those challenges. This can be just as valuable as your wins. So this is now your second step. Write down your lessons, same as your wins, and nothing is too big or too small. Remember that. Look, let's be real. Financial challenges happen to all of us. I don't think it ever gets to a point where it will stop. I don't think it will. I feel like there's always going to be something. It's easy to look at our life lessons and think that I failed or I effed up, but the key piece here is that you need to look at them as an opportunity to course correct. Life is going to continue to throw you curveballs, so your goal is really to adjust, adapt, and be better prepared each time it happens, because it will continue to happen. Most importantly, ask yourself, how can I do things differently next time? If your goal felt too big, consider smaller and more manageable goals next time around. Break it down into steps that feel achievable so you can build momentum instead of feeling discouraged. Want to know my biggest tip? Find a person that will hold you accountable. This will make a world of difference. For me, it's my fiance. For you, it can be your partner, a best friend, a coworker, a family member, the list goes on, but it needs to be someone that you really trust and feel comfortable with. I find that when you talk about your wins and lessons with at least one other person, it can help spark new ideas to help you focus years to come. Having this person can really help you to stay motivated and keep you in check. Wins and lessons give us a roadmap. Now it'll be time for you to use this map you've created to plan your best year yet. So let's start by talking about how you can build on what went well, because these are in fact the things that build momentum. Think to yourself, how can you use this to level up in 2025? If, for example, you were able to save $500 every single month this year, could you stretch this and increase this to $700 a month? That's only an extra $50 a week. If you're expecting a salary bump in the new year, will you take that increased income and save that instead? Remember that even small increases add up over time. I know many of you have messaged me saying you've paid off a bunch of debt, which is amazing. So now what is your next step? If you paid it off, will you take that repayment that you are putting onto your debt and use it now instead to build your savings and investments? By building on your wins, it's about recognizing the systems and habits that you created and finding ways to strengthen them. It's very much a snowball effect. It's easier to keep the ball rolling than to start from scratch. So lean into your progress that you've already made and take this to the next level in 2025. As for lessons, these are again just as valuable and important, honestly, even more so than your wins. They show us exactly how we can improve. And you, at the end of the day, know how to make that happen. Instead of focusing on what perhaps didn't work, think about how you can tweak your approach in the future. I hear many stories where people get hung up on things that just didn't go right, and they continue to not go right, or that the world is completely against them. Look, you're in charge, and you're the person that can actually make the change and impact your own life and decisions. If you made no progress on your debt, or you spent every single penny that came in, maybe it's time for a new approach and strategy. You might have to do something completely new, and that sucks, but it might be necessary. If you had a huge expense that came up this year that completely threw off your debt repayment out the window, what will be your plan to manage this differently in the future? Something I talk about a lot are sinking funds, and I swear this is the biggest life hack on the planet. Save for your large irregular expenses. Don't just ignore them and deal with them later. Do you pay, let's say, $5,000 a year on vet bills? Well, now you need to treat this as an absolute must, $416 a month expense. You will set this aside in your monthly budget moving forward. By the way, for sinking funds, I use Wealthsimple Cash. This is not sponsored. This is just personally what I use and have been using for many years. You can open up to 8 saving buckets, and it is honestly the most genius way to organize your sinking funds. So if you take anything from this podcast or episode, take at least this one tip. The key thing is to adjust your goals, not completely abandon and forget about them. You need to reflect on what felt challenging and make a plan to address this next year. Every single change and tweak that you make will bring you so much closer to a system that works for you. Trust me on this, you need to be consistent. And now I'm going to share with you some of my biggest financial goals for 2025 to hopefully inspire you. First, I need to continue to work on my relationship with money. I want to work on feeling less anxious and stressed. I will do this by reading and learning from different types of people about their relationship with money. I find that this really helps. Monthly check-ins is something I already do, but I will add a new element this year where I will actually journal. I'm going to write down my thoughts about where I'm at each month. I think that will really help. My second financial goal this year is to increase my savings and investment rate to 50%. This is a huge number, but if my income continues to increase the way it is, I know I'm going to be able to do it. I'll be sharing my progress, of course, throughout the year on social media, as I always do. I am a completely open and transparent book. This helps to keep myself accountable because I have to continue to show up for you. I encourage you to do the same. Not necessarily on social media, unless that's your thing, but whatever showing up means for you. I encourage you to start this today. You're in charge of your own life, so you need to act like it. Take 15 minutes today while this episode is fresh in your mind and write down your wins, lessons, and at least one financial goal for 2025. It's a simple step, but it's a start to creating your best year yet. Thank you so much for tuning into the Balanced Pursuit podcast. If you enjoyed this, be sure to follow, like, rate, comment, or share with your circle of friends. I'm really excited to have this podcast finally come to life. It's been a long time coming, and I really hope you enjoyed this first episode. Until next time, let's keep working on your best financial year yet.